Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good afternoon. Keith over here with Mr. Ron Spradling from City Spree of Pensacola on Pensacola Business Radio on a lovely, rainy New Year's Eve Eve, right?
All right.
Yeah, that'll work. So, Ron, man, just lay it down, dude. What's City Spree?
City Spree, yeah. It's our restaurant delivery service here in Pensacola. It's awesome. We started it in 2013 as GoWaiter.com.
Yeah.
And we've rebranded to City Spree because we learned over the first couple of years that we can deliver food really, really well. So why limit the customers to just having food delivered?
Sure.
They should be able to have their own shopping spree in Pensacola. And so we call it City Spree now. And we're partners with a florist. We can get flowers delivered. You can get all the restaurants delivered. We are looking to deliver anything that is deliverable to our customers to save them the headache.
Yeah.
It's all about convenience.
Yes. I noticed the catalog's pretty thick.
It is.
Of your partners. So how many you got?
Well, right now we've got about 53 partners.
Wow.
And most of them are restaurants, of course, a couple florists. The thing is that magazine, as soon as we went to publication and printed it, it's already pretty much outdated.
Yeah.
We already have restaurants that we've partnered with since then that aren't in the magazine, obviously. So our website's always up to date, though, cityspree.com. And we've got, I mean, whatever you're hungry for.
Yeah.
We've got it. You know, you want sushi delivered? We've got it.
Yeah.
Delivered to your home, your office. You know, we had one guy one time come from Orlando because we have a City Spree in Orlando, two of them actually. And a gentleman was in a truck, 18-wheeler, come through Pensacola, and he was staying the night in his truck and he wanted to order. So he found us online. Our SEO is really good.
Delivered to my truck.
And he used the address of the building he was parked in front of and said, deliver to the 18-wheeler out front.
That's awesome.
We delivered to his truck.
And it worked. Wow. Okay. So what's the delivery area?
The delivery area, we service all of Pensacola, greater Pensacola.
Yeah.
We go limited pace in Milton to Avalon Boulevard, Gulf Breeze to Avalon Boulevard and Pensacola Beach all the way to Portofino. We have
That's a pretty big area.
We have a huge area. We go all the way to the Alabama border, although Perdido's in our area, but that bridge one way in, one way out when there's an accident, traffic, it's almost not cost effective to do a lot of deliveries down there.
So to the border. So if I parked my truck at the Floribama, or is that too? Technically, yes, but not really.
Technically, yes. We have had people in the past order from Alabama and meet us at Floribama.
That's cool.
And we have people down in Navarre or into, you know, past Tiger Point down in Gulf Breeze that meets us at the Walmart at Avalon Boulevard.
That's awesome.
It saves them a trip into Pensacola, but, you know, that's limited. It's, you know, it's kind of hard to make that stuff happen because it's so far away. But.
Yeah. Okay. So how does this work for a consumer? So, because I know you've got a delivery fee or do you have a tip or, so how does this work for a consumer?
All right. It's a very, very simple system. It's just like shopping on Amazon.com. You fill up a shopping cart, do your thing. So if you go to cityspree.com, it's going to ask you to type in your zip code or your address. You put that in and it's going to narrow down the restaurants that deliver to your area.
Yeah.
We have about it starts out at a 6 mile straight line radius as the crow flies, a straight line radius. So 6 miles around the restaurant is for $5.99 delivery fee.
Yeah.
Past that is 6 miles to 8 miles is an extra dollar. 8 miles to 10 miles is an extra dollar.
Yeah.
10 to 12, 12 to 14. And we cap it off at 14 miles from the restaurant. But that will be a $9.99 delivery fee. It's based on mileage.
Sure.
So, six miles is the $5.99 and then it goes up a dollar each 2 miles after that. So you get on the website, type in your zip code, your address. It shows you the restaurants that you can order from. And typically anybody that puts in their zip code is going to have a really, really good list of restaurants that'll deliver to their area. And you click on the restaurant. It shows their menu, has all the drop down menus. If you want your steak medium rare, you can select the medium rare.
Nice.
If you want to have sub options, this option,
sauce
that
on
option,
the side,
sauce
whatever.
On the side.
Yeah.
It's going to give you all those options and you can even type in comments of how, you know, it'll ask you what your name is. So if the restaurant has a Sharpie, they'll try to write the name on the box so they can keep the order separate. Or the item separate so they know who's who, so they don't have to keep digging through the food. So once they place the order, they fill up a shopping cart with all the food they want, and they can order from multiple restaurants as well. It's a delivery fee per restaurant, not per customer.
Yeah.
So you can order up to 100 people, 200 people, or however big you want to go from one restaurant, $5.99.
Yeah.
You're not paying per every 10 people or whatever. But if you order from multiple restaurants, it's per restaurant because we have to, you know, send drivers to those restaurants. So once they check out, they can pay cash or credit. And they select cash. They got to pay the driver when the driver gets there. If they pay credit, they just put their system or their number in the system and, you know, it's secure. It only shows us the last four. So, it's really secure system. So everything's safe. And then the order shows up here locally on the City Spree system.
Mm-hmm.
We place it with the restaurant and then we call the restaurant, verify the order went through mm-hmm. to make sure it's all logistic. And then the restaurant says it'll be made in this amount of time. We say the driver will be there in this amount of time. So we want the driver to get there before the food's ready.
Yeah.
That way the food comes out hot and fresh, goes yep. straight into the bag, straight to the customer. Our drivers go there and they try to verify every item is there. They don't dig through the food because they're not food handlers, but they will ask questions. They've got the order on their phone because we've got an app for the drivers and they will verify all the items are there. They'll ask questions at the restaurant and the food quality is really good because we're yep. really selective on who we partner with.
Yep.
So once the food's verified, they tie the bag shut, put it in the catering bag and straight to the customer. We do one order, one customer, one driver, unless that restaurant has two or three orders going to the same street or yeah. to NAS Pensacola, then one driver's cost effective to get it all delivered. So we want the food to be straight to the customer,
yeah.
hot and fresh, good for food quality. And that's pretty much how it works.
Yeah.
It's very, very simple.
Well, it sounds simple, but I know you got a lot on the back end that made it all happen.
So. Yeah. And we don't mark up the food. It's menu price.
Right.
You get the same price in the store as you get through yeah. us. We charge the delivery fee, and the drivers aren't hourly. They'll get paid from the delivery fee a little bit, not much. So if you do tip the driver, hey, it's great. You know, it's yeah. great for them because they're working hard for you. And especially on days like today when it's storming and nasty out,
yeah.
we're busy
yeah.
because we're saving people the hassle of getting out in the rain.
Yeah.
So we get the same restaurant cost, small delivery fee. It works out perfect.
And you don't have to go anywhere.
Exactly.
So talk to me about your selective process for the restaurants that are partnered with you, because I know you're real picky with this.
We are very picky with that. First and foremost, we want to make sure that it's a restaurant that we can build a really good relationship with, because you know the restaurant industry, I mean every business industry is focused on customer service, but the restaurant more so than most, I think. And we want to make sure that when there's an issue, if any, which we're really good at, you know, keeping those
yeah.
at bay because we've got a good good check methods in place. But we want to make sure that the restaurant and us are going to be able to communicate to be able to take care of that customer. And the majority of the time, it works out really well because, you know, the restaurant will help us take care of the customer. We'll help the restaurant take care of the customer. And all the customer has to do is, you know, communicate with us.
Yeah.
We communicate with them. And, you know, as long as we keep those lines of communication open, we're great.
Yeah, most problems can be fixed. Yeah.
Exactly. Everything can be fixed with a phone call. And we try to take care of everybody. Sometimes if something comes up we can't take care of it, we communicate it.
Yeah.
And we try to make sure everybody's on the same page. And if I feel the restaurant isn't going to be that kind of partner for us,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, we'll pass on the partnership, or maybe they'll pass on the partnership with us. It just,
sure.
it won't work for everybody, but it is a good system to where for the restaurants, we do all the marketing.
Yep.
You know, so we're basically a marketing agent for the restaurant.
Yeah.
We're putting their menu and website or logos all over the place. We do a lot of networking, a lot of, you know, the Mardi Gras praise. We've got
sure.
a 28-foot float. We do all this stuff, and it's all to market for the restaurants. We sponsor the ice flyers. So we do all this stuff, and we throw out the logos and the names of these restaurants to say, hey, have it delivered when you can't get to the restaurant.
Right.
We try to promote dine-in. We want our customers to go eat at the restaurant. We don't profit from that, but we want them to patronize
sure.
the restaurants.
Yeah, they can bring it home.
If they're successful dine-in, then
yeah.
whenever that customer goes home and it's raining, they don't want to go out. They've already had the food. They know it's good. They have it delivered and we're good to go. So, I mean, basically the restaurant is trading food costs for
yeah.
all the marketing service. But if I don't bring them a single order, I'm still marketing for them.
Right.
So they're not out anything. It doesn't cost them anything to partner with us.
Yeah.
So it works really, really well for the restaurants. It works for us. We've got 53 restaurants. We've been open 3 years and, you know, we've been picky.
Yeah.
We could open up the phone book and we could say we deliver for every single restaurant in Pensacola, but where would be the quality in that?
Right.
You know, there's no checks and balances to make sure the food quality is good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you never know. And if I went to a restaurant I'm not partners with and did a delivery and something was wrong, if I call that restaurant and said, hey, something was wrong,
yeah.
they're going to be like, well, who are you and why did
yeah,
you deliver my food?
I don't know
food?
You. So, well, I think one of the other things that I know you guys do is you've expanded customer bases for a lot of these places because you've
oh,
got
yeah.
people that are now
Absolutely.
That either some, you know, let's just face it, sometimes driving 10 miles really feels like 100.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Especially in Pensacola.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, some people that may not have even gone over that bridge or gone past that avenue are now getting their food because they can pick up a phone.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
It's a fact that we're bringing customers to those restaurants
yep.
that would normally, you know how many times they'd call us and said, we didn't even know this place existed.
Yeah.
The food was amazing. You know, there's a place called Kingdom's Best Tamales that just opened up recently up in on Pine Forest Road.
Yeah. Are they
and,
real?
What's
are they
that?
Are they real tamales?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And people are like, didn't even know that place existed.
Yeah.
But now we're able to, we've got over 30,000 people in our City Spree database. So, I mean, for 3 years, we've got all these accounts that have been created on our website.
Yeah.
And now do we hound all these customers? No. You know, it's their account. We're not going to sit there and spam them all day long, but whenever they want, they can log into their account, pull up all our restaurants to see who we've added.
Right. Who's new.
Who's new. Yep. But not only that, they can select Le Salmon and move from Mexican. So they go over there and click the Mexican tab and it shows them the Mexican restaurants.
Oh, it filters it, huh?
It filters it. Nice. Yep, absolutely. If they're in a mood for sushi, they type in sushi. It filters it down to our Japanese restaurant. And we've got Indian, we've got barbecue, we've got sandwiches, we've got you know, Jersey Mike's, Firehouse Subs, you name it, we can get you the cuisine that you're desiring.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. Okay, so who are you going to add? Because I know you're looking for more. So if somebody's interested in signing up, let's do it this way. If somebody's interested in signing up as a restaurant, let's tell that. And then if you're interested as a customer, you just go be a customer.
Yeah, anybody can be a customer.
Yeah.
I mean, well, like I said, we'll deliver to businesses, the hospitals, schools. The cool thing is if you're a teacher at a school, we'll waive your delivery fee. We want to take care of our educators. If you're an emergency responder, we're going to waive your delivery fee. You're going to get menu costs with no fee unless you want to tip the driver, there which is go. Great. But we want to take care of the people who take care of us.
Sure.
So people like that, we're going to waive the delivery fee as long as we know who they are and what they're doing. But, you know, people can get on there. Anybody's a customer. They can come on and try us out. And if they like it, they love it. And if they want to go to the restaurant and eat next time because they just want to experience the atmosphere, we support that.
Yeah.
You know, we won Best of the Bay 2 years in a row for 2014 and 2015 because we're customer based.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're focused on our customers and we want to take care of our customers, and a happy customer is a repeat customer. For restaurants, you know, I'd love to have, you know, it's not so much about how many restaurants we have to that makes it successful. It's the quality of restaurants we have. But, you know, we'd love to add some good quality restaurants. Yeah. And there's a few, you know, that we've had our eyeball on, and we've been kind of nursing some relationships with a few restaurants that, you know, for quite a while that, you know, we're not pushy.
Yeah.
We don't call you every day and say, hey, are you going to sign up? Hey, you're going to sign up? Hey, we don't push you, and we're not going to chase you. Because, you know, we know how it feels to be chased by, you know, advertisers.
Yeah, we've all been there, haven't we?
Yeah, oh, yeah. So, I mean, you know, if you want to talk, let's talk.
Yeah.
We'll work it out. We'll, everything's negotiable and we'll make a deal that works for you and, we'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And, we'd like to add some really, really good quality restaurants, and I'd like to say them right now, but, you know.
That's all right. We'll email them when we're done here. No, we won't chase them.
Jeremy, if you're out there.
Yeah. See, there you go. So, okay. All right. So, first of all, I know City Spree is, I know you're everywhere because I see you everywhere. And I know City Spree is everywhere, but let's talk about, you guys are in the community all over the place.
Yeah. I mean,
let's promote some more.
No, I'll tell you, it's when we first started, I retired from 20 years in the military and I was in the Air Force and it was a great 20 year career. And when we decided to open up this business in Pensacola, a very, very wise man said to me one time, and it struck home, and it's been resonating in my brain ever since. He said, it doesn't matter what you do. The first and foremost thing you have to do is network.
Yep.
So the first thing we do is join the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Made sense. We joined the chamber, and then we joined the Pensacola Beach Chamber, and then we joined this networking group, and then we joined BNI, and then we joined this, and we joined all these networking groups, and it was all about branding. You know, we knew that it was going to be a slow startup because of the type of business it is. And we're like, you know, if we could just brand, we just want to brand. And so we just started telling everybody who we were, what our names were and what our business was. And we wanted them to see the logo. So we hand out our marketing materials, our postcards, our flyers, our magazines. And after a while, people started knowing who we were as opposed to what the business was.
Right.
And so we branded ourselves really, really well. And then, opportunities come up to where you can really, you know, when you do well, you should do good.
Yeah.
So we started trying to focus on community support and supporting nonprofits and supporting charities and things like that. So we always, you know, support the Gulf Coast Kids House and Lutheran Services and Sea Stars Aquatic. I mean, you name it. We try to be involved.
Yeah.
We try to be involved
so
with
much.
Everything.
You can't even answer your emails anymore.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You know, I have to give you my secret email, you know, the one I give to my networking partners.
Yeah, that's it.
But, you know, it's over the years, it's just, you know, we've been able to start our own networking organization and help small businesses grow. We've created a Mardi Gras crew called Crew to Gumbo. Look it up on Facebook. Yeah. It's
I actually got a post from them, I think, yesterday.
Yeah. It's a non, membership based crew that, you know, it's Air Care Wizard and us that, got together. And then there's, AECOM is now part of it and Jewel Graphics. So we've got, and there's even a guy in the Navy and his wife that he used to drive for me on the side. But we come together and it's not a thing where we got a bunch of bylaws. You know, I built the float, Air Care Wizard tows us. AECOM, his name's Todd. He helped us build the float and
the rest
other
of the
stuff.
People just throw stuff, right?
Yeah. And we offer up spots to local businesses to walk alongside our float for free and market their businesses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a way to give back and support local businesses. And, starting January 1st, I'm on the board of directors for the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, we try to be involved.
Yeah.
Try to be involved.
Well, and you have to. Yeah. I mean, it's like you said, you just have to. It helps.
Yeah.
And we've got, it's fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's fun.
Yeah.
It keeps me busy.
That's
keeps
right.
me from checking my emails. I shut my phone off for like 3 days, a couple weeks ago because I needed a break.
Oh, man, did everybody freak out?
Yeah. Freak out a little bit. But, you know, we've got, the Mastermind Pensacola, another one that we're starting up. And, we had one meeting last month. We're doing one on January 8th at the Pensacola Airport at 10 a.m.
I will be there.
Keith will be speaking. So, you know, it's a free event unless you want to be guaranteed front of the room. And then you can actually purchase a front of the room seat, but not required.
Yeah.
If you want to come for free, you get on Eventbrite and look up Mastermind Pensacola on Facebook. You can get the link for Eventbrite and just get a free ticket. You know, we're going to have speakers doing leadership training, referral training. And it's not going to be a stuffy atmosphere where you're getting trained.
I can vouch for that, man. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, that
it was fun last
great
time.
Great meeting last time with great energetic speakers, a great panel of Pensacola businesses. You got Eddie Hill from Award Masters, Kevin Green from the Butcher Shop, Dave Presnell from the Blue Wahoos, Downtown Dave, and Audrey Preston from the Pensacola Pray People. And, you know, the audience could pick their brains on how to, you know, be more effective in business or whatever the questions they might have for them.
Is Audrey going to bring beads to throw?
She should.
She should bring a whole box of beads to start throwing at people in the crowd.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool.
You know, it's kind of what they do.
Yeah. You know, Mastermind Pensacola, we pick a different nonprofit every month and, rally around them.
Yeah.
And we want to support the nonprofit, but not only that, we want to leave our name tags at home. And everybody was kind of like, really? We'll leave our name tags
at home? Well,
that's
what I thought was the coolest thing, man. So yeah, leaving your name, because it's not what it was about. It was about business. It was about education. It was about helping somebody out, but it was also about leaving your stereotypes and all that stuff at the door.
Yeah. Leave your networking affiliations. I mean, a lot of people are in these different groups and they don't network with each other because, you know, boundaries and things like that, competition. But our Mastermind Pensacola saying is, collaboration is better than competition.
I agree.
So how many times did somebody go to a chamber event or another event and they see a name tag and they realize that person does the same thing as they do and they walk the other way?
Yeah.
You know, what if you didn't have name tags on? What if you walked up to that person? Hey, I'm so-and-so. What do you do? How can I help you? And they answer back, well, this is what I do. What do you do? How can I help you?
Yeah.
And it creates that mutually beneficial relationship. I mean, honestly, recently my wife, Patty, she got these two guys to talk that did the same thing in different businesses.
Right.
And they both owned their companies. And at first, the one guy was like, well, he does the same thing as me. Why do I really want to talk to competition? Yeah. Well, you never know. Their weakness might be your strength. Your strength might be their weakness. It might work well together. Well, they met and now they merged and they're one company.
Now they're one company. Yeah.
So,
kicking butt.
And they're kicking butt. It's great. So, if anybody gets a chance, look up Viral Technology.
Yeah.
It's a great IT company here in Pensacola. But yeah, I'm telling you, they're great guys and they're doing great. And they're embracing that collaboration, as opposed to competition because, there's enough business out there for everybody.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, there really is. And
there's room to grow here.
People. There is. Absolutely. So, we need to start changing our brains to think, let's collaborate as opposed to compete.
Yeah.
Because, if you're succeeding, I'm succeeding, we're both succeeding, everybody's happy, the customer's happy, and the customer's number one.
Yeah. We all rise or we all sink.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, dude. Well, did we miss anything?
I don't know.
if we did, you need to come to one of the networking events. Ron will be there to keep you up to speed. So
yeah, look us up at, on Facebook, City Spree Pensacola, Mastermind Pensacola, Pensacola Dream Builders, you know, just
you got them all, man. The links at the bottom of your email has got to be, you know, 4 pages long.
Well, that's why I have so many emails because one has this one has that one. I don't want to flood it. And, you know, we just stay active and, we want to be active. We want to help everybody. We want to see everybody succeed.
Yeah.
And when you have that kind of mentality, I think it goes without saying that, you know,
it's infectious.
It's infectious. It really is. It spreads. It pays it forward by itself.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not so much about me. It's about, you know, it's how you approach somebody. You know, how can I help you?
Right.
Not here's what I do. How can you help me?
Yeah.
And, it's a different way of looking at things and it really can change the world.
Yeah. It kind of opens your eyes too. Cause I'll be honest, approaching things like that, and you're like, oh, I didn't know I could actually do that for you. Or you didn't know you even had that service within you.
Exactly. Do you know how many times people come up to me and the first thing is, hey, you're partners with restaurants. I do this. Can you hook me up?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I know a guy.
You know, I can, but you know how many times I get asked that same very question? I don't want to hound all my restaurants over and over and over again.
Sure.
So, I mean, let's meet and talk and get to know each other, and then we'll see about kind of opening that door.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming in and hanging out on this rainy afternoon.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you having me.
Just ordered lunch and had you deliver it.
You know, I could say hello to my wife, Patty, and my kids, Thomas, Alex, and Sam, you know, sitting at home in this rainy weather.
Yeah,
and
hopefully they're listening.
Yeah, I hope they are too. If not, we'll get them recording. And, you know, my daughter Alex is in New York and should be coming home pretty soon. We're excited about that. And,
cool.
And my kids at home, they're growing like weeds. So
I'm gonna tell her over the air, but I'll have to thank her in person when I see her. But Patty, thank you for the mustache. It's awesome.
No, yeah, I mean, if they see
you'll
the
see
pictures,
it in the pictures when I post.
I hope I don't get a ton of Facebook friend requests now saying I just want to see your mustache.
Dude, it's hilarious, dude. I love it.
Quick backstory. We got time for the quick backstory on the mustache.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. My wife Patty has she doesn't ask for much for Christmas each year, but last year and this year since I'm retired from the military now is she wanted me to have a really big handlebar mustache. So towards the end of the year, I start growing my beard out.
Yeah.
And I have to grow it pretty thick, so I get all Grizzly Adams. And then I trim it, and I have a little handlebar Raleigh fingers
mustache.
Yeah,
I'm impressed
mustache.
That you can do it, man. I cannot.
Know, who'd have thought? You know, I never knew I could do it till last year, but it's for a very, very limited time, and Patty knows that. But, you know, I'm out in public, and you actually took my picture, and it's going to go on. Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
It's already there, man. It's up.
And I went to the Ice Flyers game last night, and, you're sponsored the Ice Flyers, so people there saw us, and it was like, killer stash, man.
Yeah.
So, hey, it is so, what it
but
is.
Limited time only, ladies and gentlemen. Get it while you can. So.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right, man.
Well, I appreciate it, Keith.
Yeah, dude. I'm glad you came in and hung out, and I'll see you probably here in a couple of days, right? Because we're going to do Mastermind.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Mastermind will be next Friday, so we'll talk before then and make sure we're on the same page, and hopefully we have a good turnout, and I think we will. We have over 90 people already RSVP'd, man. And I think there's going to be more that show up, and we're going to rock and roll, man. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. One more time. Let's tell them where they can go website-wise.
CitySpree.com, and type in your zip code. It'll send you to Pensacola.CitySpree.com. Let's see. Facebook, City Spree Pensacola. Twitter, City Spree P-Cola. And let's see. What else do we
have? The rest of them have got to be up there.
There's an Instagram. There's, you know, we've got tons of stuff. You can find us on Facebook. You know, go to Google and type in delivery.
Yeah.
Our SEO is pretty good. So if you type in delivery, you don't even have to put food. We should be number one organically. Yeah. So contact us through our website. Our number is 850-512-1199 to order. So if you have any questions, email us at CitySpreePensacola@gmail.com. I'll give you that one because it's easy to hear and remember.
And he checks it.
And I can always forward it to my general manager, RJ, who's at the office right now. Hey, RJ, what's up, man? And hook us up. Give us a call.
All right, man. And you guys can find us at P-Cola Radio X on Twitter, at Pensacola Business Radio on Facebook, and at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Ron, thanks for coming in again. Let's go stay dry and see if we can't get out of here. You guys, this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.